Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Backyard Maker Show, backyardmakershow.com. Tonight we got another great show, as we always say, but there are great shows, so we're back. I got two special guests in the building today, man. First, let's talk to my special co-host here. He's a special guest co-host because he's not usually here. I want to introduce to y'all my son, Ricky. Ricky, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, bro?
How you doing, puppy?
Doing good.
Welcome to the show, man.
How you doing?
Did you think you were going to be on here?
Nope, but happy
island. All right, cool. So what happens is Xavier's my other co-host, he had to go to Washington to do a healing session, and you know, he's doing work. It was last minute call, so it was just going to be me and basically New York doing the show, and then my son came to help me set up. So I was like, yeah, why don't you be on the show, man? So here we are. So we're gonna get into it, man. How's your weekend, Poppy? Everything good?
Yeah, good. I was playing football with my friends outside.
Yeah. About that new scooter we got? You like that?
Yeah, that's fun.
Chilling? Cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, man, I just want to let the people know again real quick where they can find us, because, you know, sometimes we forget to mention it on the show. Y'all can find us on Backyard Mecca on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can watch us on YouTube every Sunday. We drop the video of the actual podcast. The podcast comes out every Sunday. I'm sorry. The podcast actually comes out on Wednesday. It's the video that comes out on Sunday. Wednesdays, you can catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Google Play, Spotify. Email us at backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. Y'all could, you know, talk to us, talk shit to us. If y'all want to hear something, ask us questions, do it all, man. Just remember, follow, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And real quick, I want to give a shout out, man, to the people that are tuning in, man. A lot of people in Connecticut, man. We shouted out a lot of, you know, towns, cities, and countries and all that before, but today, the newest ones is Naugatuck, Middletown, Brookfield, New Haven, Milford, Shelton, South Windsor, what up? Out of state, we got Worcester, Massachusetts, Cansbury, PA, Atlanta, Georgia, Fort Washington, Maryland, Columbia, South Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Concord, California, Comet City, Illinois. And the super dope shit for me, man, is when we get people out of the country, man. So some of the newest people we got out of the country is Sri Lanka, we got Sweden, Israel, we got Montreal, Canada, and Earl's Court, UK. But without further ado, interweblians, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you our guest. Today, our guest, we have special guest, our brother, New York. New York, what's up, brother? How you, man?
What's going on, man? How's everything?
Good, man, good. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes. Good. So how's everything, brother? How you living, man?
I'm here, man. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Just grinding.
That's good, brother.
Like
that's
that.
Good, man. So me and you, we actually met in the work circuit grinding, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
definitely,
we do.
Yeah.
You know, in the club scene, you know, you do your security thing, and I used to do the photography, and that's how we met. And you know, I always remember, you know, you being a humble brother, man, and supportive. I was like, yo, when I do this show, man, I'm gonna call New York, and yeah, here we are, man.
I was surprised, but
nah, man, yo, what you do is something that's dope, and I think a lot of people don't get to see the real nitty gritty and the insight of it. So I think we're gonna kind of dissect that today.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I'm saying?
I kind of want to break that down and separate
the
two, because it's definitely two different worlds.
So the first part I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, is the your security team, man. Your company, is it a company that you have, or
yeah?
What's the name of your company?
Breakthrough Alliance.
Breakthrough Alliance. Okay, and like, what do you do with that as far as like the club scenes and things like that?
Breakthrough Alliance, we do just the club scene. We cater to events. I deal with club owners. They hire security from the outside, and what they do is they just call me, ask me, you know, for certain numbers, different nights, depending on how crowded it's gonna be, and I send them guys.
Gotcha.
Nice, nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Cash it in.
And then you know, I'm sure you do places like all over.
Yeah. We cover a lot of Connecticut. Cool. We even go to New York and, you know, have some stuff going on over there for the guys, you know, as far as with the clubs.
And how long you been doing that or security period?
I believe since I want to say 04, 03, okay. Something like that.
And what made you get into something like that, man? Like what pushed you that way?
I was running around the streets, man, and I bumped into some dudes that I clicked with, okay. And they did club security in New Haven. Mm. This is when I first moved to Bridgeport.
Okay.
To Connecticut. I'm not from Connecticut. I'm from the Bronx.
New York.
But I end up over here, just moving over here, and I, you know, I know some people that I could actually say they like family to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
So yeah, I bumped into them, got with it, started doing the club thing, and just started grinding from there on out. You know what I'm saying? I was with AOG for a while.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say, because I remember AOG being around a lot.
I was with AOG for a while, and then I just, you know, got caught up with some stuff. Mm. I had to leave the state of Connecticut, you know what I mean? And came back after all that was done.
And why is your name New York?
New York, I'm from the Bronx, man. Good question. Grew up in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? So I always stuck with that name. It came from being in different states all the time. I always moved around a lot. And, you know, when you go to other places down south or whatever, like people call you by where you're from.
Yeah.
So if you're from Baltimore, they call you Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Cool. From
Connecticut, they might call you CT. Like, so
yeah.
That name always stuck with me, and I'm so New York, you know what I'm saying? So
cool. So now you also work with you've gotten to work with certain celebrities and people like that, right? Like, before we get into that, I kind of want to just build up that way. Like, so how did you get your first, how did you get your first, like, run with working with celebrities? Like, how were you introduced to that, and who was it?
I started, like I said, in the club scene as a bouncer. Mm. And then that got me closer to the correct people. That got me closer to promoters.
Okay.
Which got me closer to the artist.
Gotcha.
Which got me closer to the management. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, just shaking the right hands at the right time.
Networking.
You know what I'm saying? Networking. Promoting good service. You know, number one is promoting good service.
Absolutely.
Because once you got good service, people are going to pay attention. So that's how I linked off, and I started meeting and pretty much putting my name out there. So now I see you 2 times, you're going to remember me. I see you a 3rd time, you're like, yeah, that's a familiar face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to build.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's just how I did it. You know what I'm saying? And I just kept bullying my way through the game, because it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to give you, why would they give it to you? You know what I'm saying?
And there's thousands of others trying to do the same shit.
They don't owe it to you.
Yeah.
Why would they give it to you? So you got to take it.
Yeah, you got to prove it. You got to prove yourself. You got to be hungry.
You just got to take it, straight up. Yeah. You got to take it.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Me not being from here, you know what I'm saying, it's different in my eyes, because I'm not from Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Now, people in Connecticut be like, oh, this New York nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Making moves in Connecticut. Nah, you know what? I'm a New York nigga, but I'm a CT nigga too. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been here for a lot of years, and I know the right people, and I'm family to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect CT, so.
And at the same time, motherfuckers can't get mad at someone coming from out of state doing what you should have been doing. If you can't get mad at a brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm including them with it. Because I'm not coming to Connecticut from New York and making moves out here with my New York niggas.
Yeah.
Nah, I make moves with Connecticut niggas. You either see me by myself, and if I'm with a mob of people, it's going to be CT niggas.
Absolutely, man. That's dope, man. I mean, like I said, it's the industry. What I learned too, just like the photography, there's thousands of people that are trying to do the same shit you're trying to do, man. So you basically got to be hungry, take it, and you got to show, like you said, the professionalism, because people remember that, the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta keep grinding too. When people start seeing that familiar face, man, like mm-hmm. they'd be like, okay.
So. Yeah, there's times like you got to pay attention to the industry and what's going on, and everybody's hungry. It's like, you ever been to like Times Square or like Grand Central Station, you know what I'm saying, where the clock is at, and you see how everybody's not walking in one direction, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're not crossing each other in one direction. Everybody's going every way.
Every which way.
Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is in the game. Everybody's going, they got their own lane, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of lanes.
That's a dope analogy.
The only place to go.
Yeah, so let's get on track and just flow in our lane, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what's up, man. And so who was the first artist that you got to work with? Not while you were working in the club, someone that you got booked for, like an artist booked you, like you know what I mean? Like I know you work with artists in the clubs, but I'm talking about where you already flourished a little bit and, you know what I'm saying, someone actually hit you up.
Yeah, I did, I can't remember. Let me see. I did my thing down south, you know what I'm saying? I did I also made a couple of moves with upcoming artists that had a buzz, that were selling shows.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That were in crowds and stuff like that. So that gave me the practice of a one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? Then from there, I moved on to start with bigger people once the calls started coming in. I worked with Aggie.
I remember that,
you know what I'm saying? It was different people. It was...
Just
digging in.
And not to cut you off, just to clarify, because some people might not know. You know, she's popular, but some listeners might not know. But Aggie's the internet, Instagram sensation. Consider herself a comedian, like, or
nah?
Because I know sometimes people might feel that's like
she just turns up.
Yeah,
she just turns up.
She just does her thing. All right. Well, she's on Instagram, so definitely follow her on there, man. Shout out to Aggie, man. But go ahead, man. I'm sorry, I just wanted to clear that up.
But. Just dealing with people. I work with Young Caliber. He's a Southern rapper. Then you start digging in. I work with Fat Boy. I met Fat Boy through Aggie, talking about Aggie.
Fat Boy SSC?
I met her, met him through her.
Gotcha.
Backstage sometime. Seen her. He walks in. He got a big book bag on with some Patrick Ewing's on. He had the book bag with the wings, I think. Something like that.
I'm
like, what the fuck? And then I ended up meeting him, and then we linked. I had brought him out here to chill one time. We hit up the mall. You know, it was
okay.
We turned up. And then from there, it was like me and his manager got cool. And we built from there. Yeah, I went to Jersey.
That's dope.
You know, went to the cribs.
Yeah, I be paying attention to your social media, man. I see you, you know, you with him a lot, man, and other people too, man. So that's dope. That's dope, man.
Yeah, so
and my son is a fan. He's a fan of Fat Boy.
And it's pretty cool. Positive dude.
Yeah, he's definitely a funny brother, man, and positive brother, man. Like we were talking about earlier, man, you know, like, you know, his character on when he does his stuff is dope. Some people might take it the wrong way, but if you know him or if you really pay attention to his stuff, you know that, you know, he's a humble brother. He's a real giving brother, man. And I want to thank you, man, for actually linking me with him, man. And, you know, you brought the little Self Mathematics clothing package to him, and he made a video. And that's, you know, he didn't have to do that, man. So that was mad love, man. So shout out to Fat Boy, man. But that's dope, man, that y'all got that connect, man, that you keep going.
Back to the process of it, it's... As far as my mind, I'm thinking, I'm gonna take it serious. If I'm gonna go to try to take it to the next level, I gotta be serious and go hard.
Yeah.
So I did that for a few years, just grinding. Then I finally went in and put myself through training.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Went straight through training, and it was cool. It was tough. Pretty tough, but. Once you come out of training, you look at everything very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing looks the same anymore. It's like,
and when you say training, can you just specify for our
training
audience?
Is for bodyguards. It's a bodyguard school.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? And they teach you different things. I mean, you jumping out of moving vehicles, and you're clearing buildings, and you know, you're actually playing it out like it's real life. Like it's, you know, like you got a client. You know what I'm saying? And you got your guys set up. You know what I'm saying? In a formation, and you running through buildings and clearing them out, and different floors and staircases, and crazy.
I think, did you post some of that stuff?
I posted.
It was a while back, a little bit back. Not too far back.
I had posted I mean, yeah, I couldn't record while I was training so much, but it was at the range. It's a pretty cool technique where you pull the gun out of the holster, but instead of extending it all the way out because it's killing time, as soon as you pull it out of your holster, you're turning it. So as soon as it comes out, you turn it right on your side.
Like
you
have cowboy shit.
Your hand. Yeah, pretty much. Because it's faster. It's already out the holster, and you're not killing time extending your hand.
Yeah, because that few seconds.
Yeah, so you hit twice. You know what I'm saying? You hit them twice from there.
And
that backs them up, which gives you now the room to extend your arm. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. If they're playing you close. They're playing you close. You take it out. You don't have really time and room to.
Wow.
So you catch them twice, back them up, and then you extend, and you catch them. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you finish.
Yeah.
Something good to learn.
But... Yeah, I just posted that video.
I think this was a while back, but I remember. Yeah. I kind of remember, man, because you're doing your thing. I pay attention, man. I'm always on social media because of the stuff we do.
That's a full time job, and social media to me.
Oh yeah, it could be. It definitely could be.
To get your followers like way up there, and you have to be on it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying on it
a lot, absolutely, man. But you know, not to take away from what you were saying, man. So you was going through the training and all that. And,
yeah, I went through the training, came back, seeing everything different, and you know it's serious now.
Yeah,
it's definitely something serious. It's not a game. It's not a name that I'm throwing on myself. I take it serious now. I have two options because now of this training, I can go the executive way as far as like with different clients. Mm. I chose to go the entertainment. You know what I'm saying? The rap game.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Because that's what I'm more familiar with. That's who, that's the circle I've been around, you know what I'm saying? That's my, you know, that's an outlet for me.
Just like the red pill and blue pill from the Matrix.
Yeah,
right?
Which one? So you either go, you know, and work for...
But if you wanted to, you could still go the other way,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
That's the dope
thing. I make
some
phone calls and I'm
good. But
you're
just rocking that way. That's dope, man.
I know a couple of guys in the Secret Service, man, that I did training with and stuff like that, and it's a good connect also.
Yeah. Okay, see, and this is what I wanted to get into, man, because, you know, sometimes people think about bodyguards or security. They just think about what they see in the club. You know what I mean? Cats standing there or breaking up fights or, you know, things like that. Or walking artists here and there. They don't really, you know, especially with what you're doing, the more professional route, they don't really see that. Like, let's talk about that a little bit, man. Like, you said you came back feeling like brand new and seeing things different. What are some of the things that kind of stood out afterwards?
Just... everything, like when you walk in a room, how you look at the setup, how you think when things are, when you don't feel secure somewhere, your mind goes into a certain state.
Okay.
Like a lot of people think, oh, you know, security is not, it's not really exhausting. It's not exhausting. I mean, it's a lot of late hours, but it's mentally exhausting because you're constantly watching and thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like before a show, you have to go. I try to go to an event. I try to go to the venue before anything starts so I can look at the building, see the exits, check the bathrooms, you know what I'm saying? Check cabinets in the bathrooms that you see. I've even checked the top of the toilets, you know what I'm saying? The tanks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure that my clients are safe, you know?
Absolutely, man.
And then there's also, you know, you could do odd jobs too. Mm. Odd jobs are cool because it's like, so it might be a rich person. You got to take some jewelry somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You own a jewelry store. You need an escort. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. You jump in there.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
So the avenues just kind of open up as far as clients and all that.
You got to shake the right hands.
Yeah.
There's work out there.
Yeah.
There's work out there.
And like you said, like we said earlier, you know, professionalism and being out there is what will get you out there even more. So
and no agency. We don't want to work for nobody.
Yeah. So so you basically you work for yourself, right?
Yeah, man. I'm not trying to. I'm sick of working for people. I'm not doing it no more. Why am I gonna go hard for somebody else when I could just go hard for myself?
Build your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll be telling
baby boy right here. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
The only person other than myself that I'm gonna go hard for, of course, you know, family and all that, but is certain people in the industry that I know would do it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as like personal, you talking about self? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you talk about self, don't make the next man rich without you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I learned that a long time ago,
too. They give you such a small percentage of what they make, man. These companies are making millions of dollars, and you're making $350 a week. Mm. You see what I'm saying? That it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up.
Nah.
And I'm not doing that. No.
I'm doing that. That's good, man. I congratulate you on that, man, because, you know, not only because I know how you move, man, I've seen you work, and, you know, I understand, like, the professionalism you're putting out there, but it's not easy, man, either. It's not easy to get out there, but as long as you're hungry and dedicated, man, I think, and I see that in you, so it's dope, man, to know that. And I didn't know that till tonight, actually, that you were, you know, actually just doing it with no backing, just getting out there.
It's hard, man. I mean, I feel bad sometimes for some of these bouncers, man, because they think that because they're big, that's going to get them, you know what I'm saying, really far.
Mm.
It's not going to get them far at all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to get them far at all, because a person that's coming to murder somebody, they're not, you're the target, you're the first one. They got to move you out the way.
Yeah.
They got to move you out the way to get to that person, you know what I'm saying? And nobody's bionic. A bullet is serious. Mm-hmm. So, dude, it don't matter your size, man.
Yeah.
Your mind and your observation is your first.
That's
the
key,
way
man.
You think. You know what I'm saying? You gotta observe. You gotta observe to prevent. And if something pop off, you gotta think right under pressure. So that club ain't gonna teach you that.
Yeah. That's why
I extended myself to learn that. You know what I'm saying? And to just understand it. You know what I'm saying? But I never got it twisted. I was never, you know, the type of person to get it twisted. Like, oh, I'll just take my club knowledge and use it out on the field. No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing at all. But, yeah, I see a lot of these bouncers, like, now they're starting to put bodyguard in their title or, you know what I'm saying, or in their name. And
yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not knocking nobody. Like, yo, that's your dreams. That's what's up. Like, you know, and I extend them. A lot of people DM me, yo, how do I get into the industry? This, that, and the other. Honestly, I try to answer a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to come off as a stuck-up person or whatever, but, you know, sometimes it's just like, you look at their pages and they're going totally the wrong route, man.
And the thing is, too, man, like, it's funny you say that, because I get people that hit me up all the time when it comes to the clothing, or even now with the podcast, like, yo, what do I gotta do? How do I do this? And a lot of times, man, I don't mind helping people because I'm humble too and all that, man. But yo, it takes a lot of time and effort and homework to learn all this shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just gonna give you everything I learned, put you on a platform. You gotta come up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn your shit, especially with you know, same thing with I'm sure with security. You know what I mean?
Costs a lot of money too. A lot of permits. You gotta get permits.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. people are like, oh, how do you? You go fly places with your gun and you do this, that, and the other. Like, the police mess with you, and it's like the police really don't mess with me because I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm being professional. You know what I'm saying? I'm carrying myself in the right way. And they know I'm there for safety and not for drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's the difference, you know, that makes you stand out from just the, I don't want to say basic, but you know what I mean? Like the basic, you know, club security guard or just, you know.
I try to tell them, man. I try to tell the guys, man. Like, look, you need to do this. You need to do that. They're like, oh, I want to get into it too. Oh, call me. They think that it's just a simple phone call that I can just go ahead and call somebody and say, hey, come on. I got a client. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta go with Fetty Wap, and I'm gonna call you to come along. Nah, like you're not taking time out to train yourself to do this job. Why would I call you?
You gotta earn it.
In danger. Like, if they ask for two bodyguards.
Yeah.
And I bring somebody with
you
me.
You got to worry about homeboy.
Why? Yeah, like I got to. Mm. Well, I mean, that's another thing in training. No, I don't have to worry about nobody.
Oh, okay.
They train. Yo, it's crazy. It's raw. They train you in bodyguard school. If you're in a formation, you got your two front guys, you got your two rear guys, and then you're in the center as the bodyguard with the client.
Yeah.
They're protecting you. Your two fronts protect you in the front. Your two rears, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Protecting the back. So now, if you lose one of them guys, you can't save them. You know what I'm saying? You can't leave your position to go.
You got
to
keep moving.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it's hard, you know what I'm saying? But you can't. You can't, because you know why? At the end of the day, you're paid to do what? You're paid to protect that client.
Mm-hmm.
You come back later, if anything, right?
I guess a long time.
Yeah, you got to get them to where they got to go.
Yeah, but yeah, that's how deep it gets, man. It's just, it's harsh, but yeah, it's real.
It's real. That's why I'm glad. We're here talking about it, man.
It's like a weird job.
Yeah, people just think it's like, you know, beat people up and shit. Like,
yeah, nah, it's a weird job. Like, it's a weird job.
You gotta be professional.
Yeah.
You gotta, like you said, after you took the classes, you're scanning shit totally differently now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The rooms and all that.
And you gotta get strong, man, because these niggas out here are strong and they be fucking niggas up. I'm telling you, they be fucking people up. You gotta know how to fight. You know, protect yourself.
Yeah.
Not to be a bully, but.
Nah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody gonna fuck me up one day, probably. But you know what? Until that day, I'm gonna keep on being the best I can be. You get put in fucked up situations. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, yo, these people out here ain't playing.
Yeah.
That's why I protect myself at all times, man, because they're not playing.
But let's get into that. I was gonna get into that and ask you anyway, what's the most craziest, most fucked up, whatever, scariest, or, you know, whatever, craziest shit you've ever had to go through, man?
Honestly, nothing really wild, because I like to say that I'm on top of it as much as I can. So I observe, and there's times when I'm with an artist and I'm like, I was in Florida one time with Fatboy and I pulled him out the venue. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we out. You know what I'm saying? We didn't even do what we had to do yet, and I pulled him out. And shit got crazy that night. Because I observe and I try to prevent, you know what I'm saying? But
so what
recently we was, I forgot where we was at recently. I think it was the time of Rhode Island. There was a huge fight. But mad Haitians, y'all. When I tell you, like, everybody was banging out and I gotta stand out there.
Yeah.
They in the van and I have to stand outside the van. Dolo.
Yeah, that's wild.
And everybody fighting and they are in the van because, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather have him inside the vehicle.
Absolutely.
But I'm standing out there. Another time, it was with Fetty Wild. And these three dudes are scheming hard, man. And it's pretty cool, because I guess I blended in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he didn't notice that he had a bodyguard. So everybody chilling. Everybody sitting around talking shit around the cars. And they think that nobody's watching. So they think I'm just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just watching the whole time because I'm watching my whole surroundings. Yeah. And a little bit further up ahead, the cops are inside the building where we just came out of. It was we did a celebrity basketball game with Moneybag Yo,
yeah,
and a few Lucci, a bunch of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Fetty Wap was there, Little Dirk was there. So that was another situation, and I ended up pulling out on them, and I got backed up by the police in that situation. So,
and pulling out, I mean, just to clear, because you said pull out earlier, you pulled him out of the venue, you pulled out your gun.
I had to pull out my firearm.
Okay, just so our audience, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to pull out my firearm.
Okay.
But nothing got crazy. Like I said, they just backed off, like they were surprised. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. They were blindsided.
They just kept them moving. Yeah, they didn't even see it coming.
Seeing a big man coming back.
Yeah, they're like, hold on.
that's dope, man. That means you really. You know, by you blending in like that, bro, I mean, that just shows that, you know?
Yeah.
That's dope, bro.
It was pretty cool, man. I mean, it's a cool job. You get to meet a lot of people. But it's definitely something serious. It's not a game. It's not, you know. Me, I'm just doing it different. Like, a lot of bodyguards you don't really see too much of. Or I'm kind of trying to start something different. I want to be more like, yes, a bodyguard, but at the same time, a very familiar face where people know who I am and what I do.
Yeah.
It's good to be low-key, but what I'm trying to set is a little different. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do a different approach, but still be serious. I don't want to get to the point where people are like, oh, he's famous, he's popular.
Yeah.
He's not a bodyguard anymore. I want people to know that my job is definitely serious. You know what I'm saying? And I take it serious. But it's gonna be a different flavor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's dope. Why not, man? I'm excited to see how it unravels, you know what I'm saying, what you got in store and in mind, man, because I can see it, you know what I mean? I can see it. Like I said, I've seen how you handle yourself and how you move, and so I can only imagine, man. So, all right, so I kinda wanted to actually get into a little bit of your training as far as the like the permits and stuff like that too. Can we get into that a little bit?
I just started doing that, man. Me and my partner Darnell, man, we and Lee, you know, shout out to them. Mm-hmm. We just starting something different. We're doing bail bonds. We also are starting the NRA. So I took over the classes for the NRA pistol. It's a firearms safety course. Mm-hmm. So I took over that as far as training the class and getting the classes together, and that's like my department.
Cool.
The same thing with the guard card. That's another 8-hour course, and I took on being the instructor for that.
Yeah.
We do the CPR.
Mm. Oh, wow. So I didn't know you
CPR
did that too.
Training too. So.
Cause I didn't even know you did the guard card. I knew you were doing the permit classes.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
the,
that's
we do
dope.
The pistol permit, the CPR, and the.
Now, has getting into that, like, do you think the way you've handled yourself? Because, I mean, you know, you got to go to class to do stuff like that too. Now, do you feel like the way you've been handling yourself in the professional manner, the professional manner that you've been taking, you think that's helped you, like, get into that, like, class and things like that?
What do you mean as far as, like, getting into or starting to train and
training and you know, just being, like, because not just anybody could teach those classes either, you know what I'm saying?
No, I've always been a people person, though, man. So, I've always liked to...
Yeah.
I'm not scared of crowds, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I can... That came pretty much from like my old jobs as like executive, like in hotels and stuff like that. But okay. You know, I could talk to people and I could teach, you know, multiple people at once. But it's all in the same circle of what I do. It's all security, whether it's clubs or personal protection. It's all in the same lane, you know what I'm saying? When you talk about the guns, you know what I'm saying? You talk about the guard card. That all has to do with the same thing. So we're trying to cover everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole nother world, you know what I'm saying? There's now we're about to do the Utah.
Yeah.
So I gotta get my that's Utah. Bringing the people that we train for the first course, for the regular pistol permit for the state that you reside in.
Yeah.
Once we train you for that, you good, but now we do the Utah, we could bring you right back.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know what I'm saying? So now we can.
I might have to come see you
customers.
For that.
Yeah,
so. I got my regular joint, but I don't got the Utah.
The Utah, I got a couple of ones in company and you know, combination.
Yeah,
I can move a little bit.
That's what's up.
Without
man.
Getting messed.
Yeah, we're gonna talk definitely, man. But that's dope, man. So you're basically it's almost like I don't know if I want to say brand, but you're well, it's kind of a brand with your name. But you're just building a foundation, like with different branches. You're hitting every branch on the tree almost, you know what I'm saying?
We're just trying to, it has to happen that way because now we have a whole society. We have a bail bonds, it's just a lot of services, bail bonds, and then we got the trainings and stuff like that. We also put security, we got accounts with like Walgreens and stuff like that. So the guard that's working there, the armed guard that's working there works for our company as well.
Wow.
So we're trying to create jobs and expand and train, and you know what I'm saying? So
you're already you're moving on the corporate ladder a little bit already, you know what I'm saying?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, Walgreens is a corporation, it's a company. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's dope, man. That's dope.
It's working little by little, man.
That's dope, man. I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad it's all working out, man.
Yeah, I want to do also the, there's a gun takeaway course that I want to put together.
What's that?
So it's pretty much to show a person how to take away a gun, a firearm from somebody else.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So if somebody's trying to use a firearm on you, I would teach you to
like the
yeah different
like
ways to
flip it
to snatch it exactly.
Speed is key, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to react quick.
Yeah.
But there's a few ways to do it. And I want to put a course together, something quick, something short, but very educational.
Dope, man. You ever think about doing like videos, like instructional videos and shit like that?
Nah, I don't like the video thing. No,
okay,
man.
Okay.
I like the one on one.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
The video thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that should take time too.
Yeah, I know.
I find myself overwhelmed with a lot of shit because it's just a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I try to balance it out. So I started throwing videos in and now.
Tell me about it, bro.
I feel like I need a secretary right now sometimes.
Yeah, it gets hard, man. But, yo, busy's always good, man.
Yeah, the traveling, the no sleep. This is just horrible. When I really get good sleep is when my body gives out and I just crash.
That's the same way with me.
Like, I don't have a choice.
I don't sleep, bro.
I didn't go to sleep. I crashed.
I'm a night owl, yeah. And I'll crash for, like, a whole day.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Like, I'll go to sleep, like, let's say, fucking that night, and I won't wake up till the next night type shit. Yeah. I'll sleep, like, 12 hours.
That'd be, like, my Mondays or Tuesdays-ish around there.
Okay.
Like, oh, I can't do it no more.
I mean, you see, look, right now, look, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We started around 12:30.
Yeah.
So it's that late-night grind, man.
Yeah.
But, oh, Rick, you got any questions you want to ask real quick, or anything you want
to
say?
I was about to say, like, what kind of guns were, like, the hardest, like, painfulest on your shoulders or something,
or your hands,
like.
Oh, when he shoots them, like.
Yeah.
The pain. Like, he's talking about, like, when you shoot.
Like the
vibration or.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the bigger the gun, the more it's gonna kick.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But training and formation.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta just keep your formation and you're good.
Yeah, because I, he's 12 now, but like I told you earlier, I brought him to the range when he was 8 years old for his birthday. Because, you know, I've had my permit since 2012. And, you know, he was young. He already saw it. And the thing is, like, to me, you know, his mom and everybody else was looking at me like, yo, you know, he's young, blah, blah. But at the same time, you know, I'm all about teaching shit and trying to help people learn. So I wasn't just gonna just shoot him. I told him the importance of cleaning the gun, you know, shooting it, you know, how to hold it, you know, just.
Yeah, I do the same thing with mine. My kids are all.
So he was 8 years old, you know, took him to the range and I stood behind him for the first few shots, you know, and then I let him go and he had fun. And we haven't been in a minute, but we gotta go, but.
I had good game. I had some good
headshots
and some body shots too.
We got the bullseye somewhere at the crib. I marked it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important, man. Not just for adults, man. Like,
yeah, it's good. You know? We lived down south for a while, me and my wife and kids, and you know, it was always dirt bikes and guns.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And they, I've always felt like that's something they should know.
Absolutely.
So they always were interested in it. They're not afraid of them, but they respect them.
Exactly. That's what I respect.
Yeah. They respect them.
Cause bro, I don't even have a, you know, pretty much a safe. You know, I got a few, and he just knows not to touch.
Yeah. Like,
unless I'm like, yo.
I'm not all over them, bro. I'm wise.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, just like that, man. Like, but that's important, man. It's important because you know, a lot of young kids, you hear about all the fucked up shit, you know. Taking them to school or, like, you know, like, just shooting them, hurting somebody at the crib. Like, you got to teach responsibility and respect. So that's definitely a big one, man. But real quick, I want to kind of get back to where we were talking about what's, like, the craziest shit, like, you've ever done with. Now, how about where's the, like, the dopest place you've ever been? Like, where you got to travel with an artist or whatever, like, whether overseas or in the States. Like, what's for you? You know what I mean? What was the dopest?
I like the South a lot, man.
Yeah.
I like the South a lot. I haven't really went overseas. I got some stuff that I'm working on with, trying to get with De La Ghetto.
Mm.
Just trying to get that situated.
Okay. And for the people that don't know, De La Ghetto's a reggaeton artist, real popular.
Yeah, he's on tour. Shout out to De La. He was like in Spain and, you know what I'm saying? He was floating. But, I'm trying to dig in, like I said, man. I'm shaking the right hands and definitely getting some feedback as far as, you know, a response.
Yeah.
I send out a text, I send out a phone call, and I get a pickup and I get a reply. And that to me is.
It's respect.
It's moving, it's working.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's moving, it's working. I bump into people here and then I go somewhere else and I'm liking it. Backstage somewhere and bump into them again, they're like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's pretty cool, man.
Like you said, familiar faces, man. People remember and they get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They get comfortable. Like, I'm seeing this dude for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
More than once, more than twice. So
yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yep.
So when it comes to your classes, like how can we let our audience know how to reach you? Or like I don't know, your social media or like
they usually DM me on Instagram. So okay. New York_TheBodyguard.
Okay.
And when I have classes, I usually try to post, you know, something up or whatever, but they could DM me or there's also how can I do it? I'm gonna start putting out more of the promotion for the class. Once things start rolling in more, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just got to start pushing more of the promotion. Logos.
Ah.
I need some logos, bro.
Oh, we're going to talk, man. You know,
I need some logos,
I do the design and stuff, so.
I was just looking at this, the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
This one here, the backup mic.
Yeah, that's the logo joint.
I need to work on some logos so I can get the promotion going better. So if you know anybody for that.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. One. Yeah, I do logos, man, so we'll talk. We'll definitely talk. We'll do that, man.
But I'm just going to start, you know, pushing the classes more. I'm not doing them. I want to get it to where I do it, like, every weekend. So I'll do, like, one weekend security, and the next weekend I'll do the NRA.
Okay.
But the thing with that is just the time. There's weekends that I'm not here.
Yeah. So you're traveling.
And where are your classes at?
Take the words right
out. I usually do them in New Haven. We have an office over there with my partners. Okay. And we set the classes up over there, you know. I've even had to rent out conference rooms in different hotels. Like, if I get a lot of people from one
area,
like, let's say Danbury, a lot of people in Danbury, they don't travel too much. They try to stay around there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get enough people, I'll do it over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rent the conference room out and do it there.
So you kind of provide a travel service almost, too.
Yeah, but if it's, like, just one person with me in there, you gotta come to New Haven.
Yeah, nah, absolutely. Yeah. Nah, but that makes sense, man. But that's also dope for people to know, you know what I'm saying, that you provide that, you know?
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, it's gonna get rolling. Like you said, it's something new that I'm doing, and, you know, it's definitely gonna grow. You know, my class has been successful so far.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I said, yo, I'm watching, man. I watch, so that's why, you know, that's where I kind of got a lot of my questions, man, because, you know, we knew each other from the club, but, like, I don't really see you besides that, social media, you know what I mean? So when I'm seeing what you're doing and who you're talking to and who you're working with, so definitely for the audience out there, Interweblians, everybody, just go follow him on Instagram. Let them know one more time.
It's New York_TheBodyguard.
Y'all heard that. Follow that real quick, man. I don't know, man. Anything you want to talk about that you want to kind of that we didn't touch on yet? Like anything that you'd like the people to know?
What's up with you, man?
You see me like working, this. Man. Always working, man.
I like this, man.
The clothing, the podcast, the graphics, the photography, man. I'm going to get in one of those doors.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But just grinding, man. Just
that's it, man.
Nah, man. Just you got to keep grinding, man. Like I'm doing a lot of stuff trying to. I got this dude, Bad News Baltimore. There's a show. I don't know if you ever heard of Bad News Baltimore.
It's like
The Wire.
I'm glad you brought that. I want to talk. We got to talk.
That's my boy, man. And
we got to talk.
Yeah. He's doing his thing. He's definitely doing his thing out there. And I'm trying to get on that show, man. I'm trying to. He already said, yeah, we're going to do it. He just got to come up with some dates and get it done.
Me too.
But it's going to be
We're going to get a couple cats rocking the South Mathematics. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. See if we can link that. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's dope, man. That's dope. And now that show is what? That's on like YouTube type of thing or?
Yeah, he's a YouTube YouTube series.
Yo, there's a lot of shows that are killing motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Man.
He's getting huge. Pretty decent feedback on that. Yeah, pretty good feedback.
Is he Haitian by any chance? Is this brother the brother you're talking about that has that show?
I don't know. He's not Haitian.
Okay. And I don't think he's Haitian. The only reason I ask is because I was listening, you know, I listen to other podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts is the Combat Jack Show.
Okay.
And rest in peace to him. He passed, you know, not too long ago. And I was listening to one of his old shows, and I forget the name of the show, but there was a couple brothers up on there, and they were Haitian, and they had a show just like that where, you know, it was a dope internet show. And I've always wanted to watch it, but I forgot. So I was thinking maybe that was that, but that's here. No, yeah, I'll figure it out.
This is These dudes, well, he's from Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. I got to look it up. What did you say it's called again? Bad News?
Bad News Baltimore.
Bad News Baltimore?
Yeah, Bad News Baltimore.
All right. That'll be something dope to watch.
Yeah, man, I'm open to a lot of stuff, man. I'm trying to move. I'm trying to show everybody I'm working, man.
Yeah. I know. You're doing it, bro. I mean, shit. You know, like I said, I didn't know you was doing half of the stuff that you're doing. So, and that's why I'm glad you're on here, because, you know, people, like I said, people just think a security guard holds up a wall in the club, you know, a lot of times, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that's the difference. Like, security, I understand that.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? But there's a difference to me. Mm-hmm. As far as like,
that's okay, that's a camera.
As far as like, oh, security guard and bouncer and, you know what I'm saying, personal protection.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of differences in that.
Absolutely.
To me, I just like to separate it because,
oh, my bad. I hate the thing. Go ahead, go ahead.
There's like a, you just approach every job differently. You know what I'm saying? So I don't call it the same.
What's your favorite out of those? Do you have a favorite that kind of you like a little more than
that like more? I don't know. It's weird to me. I like the intense.
Yeah.
The intensity of personal protection. Mm-hmm. I like that more.
Cool.
I don't forget the roots of where I started, but
no, absolutely.
I like that more. It's more money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's more money.
More adventure.
It's more adventure. It's more. It's the job. It's a good job. It's a really good job. It's very dangerous, though. So
yeah. So we talked about you had to, you know, pull out your firearm on a motherfucker. You ever punch a motherfucker in the face or throw a nigga off stage? You know.
Talk about that.
I think I seen something with Fat Boy, wasn't it?
Yo, we was at a mansion party. And yo, they built a stage out of wood and put it in the middle of the living room. And we was up in the rooms, right? So now you're talking about a mansion that got multiple floors, and then you got the stairs going up, and then the balconies, yeah, and then the hallways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With the balconies, you could look down. When you look down, it's the center of the living room. So pretty much if you're up top, you're looking down into the top of the stage inside of a house, inside of a mansion. You know what I'm saying? And we come down, and now we're deep. Like, when we roll, we, like,
mad,
super deep. You know what I'm saying? And we start coming downstairs. We get on stage. Now, they cleared the stage. So when we got up there, there was this one dude that jumped back up there. He was being a dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's just like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting off. He jumped back up there being slick. So you see me in the video. There's a video on my... that video's on Fatboy's page.
Yeah, I showed him. I got to show you again, Rick, but...
And, that video's on Fatboy's page too. If you just scroll down, it's on my page also. And you see when I tap him on the chest, like I just bang on his chest, and then he kind of like tries to like ignore me, like kind of like shove me off, like fuck you type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just grabbed him by his shirt, and I pulled him down toward me. You know what I'm saying? Because he's standing on the stage, I'm on the bottom.
Yeah.
So I pulled him down toward me. And I grabbed him with my other hand, you know what I'm saying? So I had one on his collar and my other hand on his, like, stomach. And I just flipped him over me and just threw the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, like, into the crowd. Straight up, threw him off the fucking stage. You know
I saw that shit, bro. You had showed it to me, and then I showed him what that.
Then we got up there, we got on stage, and we fucked up that whole mansion. Like, that shit was crazy. There's a video of when you see how the room changed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as Fat Boy Gang came down, yo, we came down mad deep, and we just changed the whole shit.
We
fucked that whole shit up. That whole mansion, we tore that shit to shreds. Every floor, every room, just fucked it up.
Yeah, you mean fucked up, like fucked it up for real, or like party-wise?
Yo, like party-wise.
Oh, okay, man. Okay.
Fucked it up, like
beer
everywhere, people fucking passed out everywhere.
So y'all...
Just, it was very successful.
Y'all lit it up.
Very successful.
That's what's up, man. That's though. I remember that video. That's why I brought that up, because that shit was funny, man. When you see my man.
Yo, we spent... That was Easter time. We spent Easter morning after that mansion party with who I had breakfast with. Little Poopy. I'm a little Poopy, little hook boy.
Yeah.
That's who I had my Easter last year. That's who I had my Easter breakfast with.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
With little Poopy, with Fat Boy, with dude from Boston, another funny dude from Boston. I forgot his name. It's my man, though, man. But yeah, we that's what we did for Easter thing.
It's crazy, right? You would never think, like.
Yeah, we fucked up the mansion, and then we went to fucking IHOP and ate breakfast.
Where was this at? Where was the mansion at?
On a fucking mountain, a fucking in Boston somewhere.
Oh, okay, okay.
The end of Boston. Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was real crazy. I had fun. Yeah, they had like water guns, and they filled them up with fucking Henny.
Oh man, it's
crazy.
Oh shit,
it was crazy. Everybody was drunk. Yeah, they were just feeding everybody fucking Henny shots out of the fucking super soakers.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice party, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh man. So,
but yeah, that was, yeah, I had to put my hands on. Other times, you know, I had to shove people and let them know what's up. You know, like last night, I almost got into it with somebody.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't, just drunk people fucking annoy the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? But
Were you?
I don't, I went to the club to check on the guys.
Okay.
But, no big deal, man.
So you wasn't really working? Or were you working?
Yes and no.
Well, you still have to handle business regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do the arguing game. Like, if I say something to you, it's to put you in your place, and if you say something back, you just stepped out of place where I put you.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it, and that's the end of that. So I just rather not say shit. You know what I mean?
Just get it done.
But now he had me pissed, and one of the reasons why he had me pissed is because he was embarrassing himself by talking mad shit. Cause I could have knocked his ass out.
Oh, he was trying to be all hard.
But he had a D-Melo bandana on. Rest in peace, D-Melo. Oh,
okay, okay.
And I felt like he was disrespecting the name. He claimed to have been his cousin, and I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're being real ridiculous with that name. I'll take that shit off and act stupid then.
Yeah.
If you want to act stupid, then just take that shit off, please. You know what I'm saying? And I asked him to. And that's the only reason why I spoke to him. Because other than that, like I said, I don't argue with nobody.
Yeah, that shit, it's just pointless, really, because it just, yeah. You know.
But yeah, that was last night. So yeah, I mean, I'm always in the heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just try to handle business, man.
So where do you see yourself and your company or your other ventures, you know, let's say 5-10 years? Like, where do you see yourself at, period, going? Like, what's the main goal for you, man?
My main goal? Is to land a really big contract with someone that's relevant. I'm not saying that people that I work with is not relevant at all. I'm just saying a higher profile.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's different stages and profiles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got like you got low risk and high risk. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Not necessarily like. High risk could mean anything. It could be like a woman that got abused and she needs somebody to protect her because her husband's about to kill her, and you know what I'm saying? They go into court and she's just afraid and she hires whatever. Or it could be anything, you know what I'm saying, to that effect.
Okay.
But what I meant by that is it's like a different celebrity statuses, you know what I'm saying? Like you got your Beyoncés, and then you got your, you know what I'm saying, you got your other people. I don't want to name names. I'm just trying to specify.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Different levels of security. Mm-hmm. We're talking about security here.
Yeah, just like different levels of celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, okay.
Gotcha.
It's just to land a big contract, a nice contract, and just, you know, make good bread and
absolutely, man.
As far as with the other stuff, there's a way to do all that stuff, man. It's just you set yourself up, you run it, and then you create the same kind of jobs for the same way you create jobs the same way you got it. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? For others. And you hand it down. But everybody eats. Everybody still eats.
Just the main
you know what
goal.
Saying?
Yeah.
So
you know,
the kids to take care of it from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you set it up, you got the kids you could depend on, and if that's what they want to do, you know what I'm saying? Then they could jump in and take over stuff.
Absolutely.
While I just sit back and, you know what I mean? I could do my bodyguard stuff. I could travel now because my business is still running. Like, I want to be able to make money while I'm away making money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working while you're working.
Exactly. It's
Trust me, I know.
So, that's the goal.
That's absolutely. The goal. That's dope,
and
man.
It works. It happens. But I want it to be more consistent. I want it to be like every single day. It don't slow down. It don't, you know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
It flows.
A nice, well-oiled machine, man.
Pretty much, yes.
And that's dope. I'm glad you know, basically, you're not being selfish, man, because you said that you want to give others opportunity and work too, man. You know, a lot of people don't, especially when they start reaching that kind of status and working with those higher-end people, they forget, you know what I mean? So that's dope that, you know what I'm saying, you want to give back, man.
Well, yeah, like I said, I do the training. When I do the training for the guard card, I direct them. They call me. I get calls all the time. Like, oh, how do you fill out this part of this application? Mm. And it's an application of something that I told you that you should apply for.
Yeah.
So they're wanting to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Then you got some people that take the courses and their certificate is sitting around expiring.
Doing nothing. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Teach. Everybody got, you know. You can't, you could, like they say, you can only bring a horse to water, man. You can't make them drink, man.
Drink, yeah.
But it's dope that, you know, you're thinking outside of just self, man. So I commend you on that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I can see you, you know, getting to where you want to be, bro. Definitely. And I kind of, you know what, I want to move back just a little bit where you said high end and low end. Can we kind of get into that a little more? Like, because you kind of broke down the high end a little bit, but we didn't go into low end. But let's talk about the high end a little bit more. Is there, like, what else can you let the audience know and us know of what high-end entails, like, so people could kind of distinguish the two?
High-end, you're going to have to deal with a lot of things. Like, you're going to have to deal with paparazzi. You're going to have to deal with just a lot of chaos. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the lower end where it's just somebody that needs the protection because they're in, you know, dangerous places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let's say they're not dealing with paparazzi. They're not dealing with, you know, big threats to that level, to that extent. You know what I'm saying? So those are the more lower profile. Okay. Every job, you always have to be on point the same way.
Yeah, regardless. Absolutely.
But when you look at the facts, you know what I'm saying? They call you, a client calls you and says, hey, I need a bodyguard. I'll just be like, oh, hello, dude, this is my fee.
Yeah.
Where do we meet? You gotta send me this, you gotta send me that, you gotta, you know what I mean, get me the rental. You need a car, you don't need a car, you know what I'm saying? Just set it up with Enterprise or whatever and I'll go pick up the vehicle. Whatever it may be, it's not just like that. You have to ask them, why do you need a bodyguard?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they don't think like that.
Yeah, do your homework.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta do your homework. And what you getting yourself into? You could be like, oh, I'll take the job. All right, cool. I'll set up a rental. Just meet me here, this, that, and the other. I'm having problems with some people. Then you go there, and they shoot up the whole house.
Yeah.
All right, hero. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how it goes. You have to evaluate and find out what's going on. Like, why do you need a bodyguard? Because of what? Did something happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are there any police records? It even gets deep into when you do get the job, you have to know their health. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, are you allergic to certain things?
Yeah. See, that's detail, a lot of detail.
Where do you keep your EpiPen?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Can I keep it with me? Or you know what I'm saying? Do you have two? Like, it's different stuff. You know what I'm saying? That you have to find out.
That's why I'm glad we kind of building on it, because obviously higher end, you know, is more detailed stuff and maybe more things are being asked of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, like we said earlier, you know, higher end is probably also probably higher money, you know?
Yeah, like you can do like, let's say you can do like a model, you know what I'm saying? A model, she's a model. She's, you know what I'm saying? She's on the way to different events with mad crowds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She might feel scared. She might feel however. You know, but then you got a customer that's, let's say Beyonce, she's doing fucking Grammy, she's doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you got that kind of crazy. You might have like a person that's Instagram famous, you know what I'm saying? Or YouTube famous.
Yeah.
That's something different, you know what I'm saying?
Levels, different levels.
Yeah, I get calls from DJs, you know what I'm saying? That get into these big crowds and they don't feel safe. All right, so he personally hired me to, you know what I mean, protect. Mm. That's a different kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just different.
Like different grades,
different,
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's what people don't look at, man. They don't really. Yeah.
And then you got the corny ones that just want to be cool. They got money.
Just to say they got.
Yeah, like, yo, I literally, I could show you, like, on my DM, like, Jesus, why do you, I asked the question, why is it that you need a bodyguard instead of, like, oh, no, I just think it looks cool. All right, well, I hope you, you know, it's going to cost you a couple of hundred.
Yeah. No, but there's definitely
people out there. He wants to go shopping. He wants to go shopping, and he wants that look.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It works. You know, I've been places pretty far, and I've got people to recognize me, and it's pretty cool. It's a good feeling.
That's dope.
So the work shows, you know what I'm saying? The work shows.
Absolutely.
My wife, she had bumped into somebody on the side of the highway. Shout out to my wife, man. Red Loves and Why.
Shout out to the wifey.
She bumped into, there was a kid and he had broke down and she stopped. She was concerned. She said he was a teenager. And then, she ended up talking to the kid or whatever, and he ended up, I don't know, in the conversation, ended up like super like shocked that she was my wife. I know who your husband is. He's all, you know, he's Fat Boy Gang at this time, yeah, and blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? It was just funny. You know what I'm saying? But I've been in places where people come up to me, they're like, "Oh, you're New York, the bodyguard?" And I'm like,
"See?
Yeah." Like, "Oh my God! Like, can I take a picture with you?" Like, it's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
But that shows
it's the work.
Yeah, that shows your work ethic. People paying attention. Yo, that just shows that you're doing what you got to do to get out there. You know what I'm saying?
It's the work. That's the work.
That's dope, man. That's dope. All right. Well, Rick, any last questions, man? We're gonna wrap up in a couple minutes. You did good, by the way. You did great.
Mm-hmm. You like security stuff?
Good questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big boy. You know, he could definitely.
Yeah. That's why I like football, man. Just pushing everybody out the way.
Good football.
You know? Yeah, yeah, he's been getting into it, man. Like
running them over.
We live in a condo, man, and there's a bunch of kids, and they've been playing tackle. And we used to do the same thing. I just want him to be careful. But
my son played football. Yeah. They came in like one of the best players in the nation. Like,
that's dope, man.
And then, you know, he got big, he grew out of it, and he started doing other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, he played pretty good. He got a couple of trophies in the house.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, he's about to be in middle school, so.
He played for the Chargers, for the Bridgeport Chargers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he played for the Chargers.
I remember that when they was in the news and stuff.
Yeah. That matter of fact, that my son.
Yeah.
The white boy with the long blonde hair.
Oh,
number
okay.
52. Yeah, he was the one that was getting interviewed by the news.
Oh, yeah, because I remember them being in the news. Yeah.
They used to call him Clay Matthews.
Ah.
They just like him.
Okay, right. That's dope, man. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I could, you know, cause he's done soccer, he's done baseball and shit, and I know probably basketball, but definitely football.
You watch sports?
Yeah.
You do too?
Yeah, I used to, not as much as I, you know, did before. So
I never really been into it.
Nah, I used to when I was in high school and like middle school. I loved
it. I'm not even gonna say not really been into it. I've never been into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to play like ball. I play ball. And
I
all
can't
tell
you shit about sports.
Nah, it's been a long time, man. Like. I used to collect cards and all that shit.
Even though I went to play, I played basketball yesterday with my son because he asked me to. Like, go to the park. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Dope, man. Well, yo, man, we're about an hour in, man. I think it was a good show, man. I'm glad you came up, man, because man. I really wanted to dissect what, you know, security as far as bouncing, having a company, you know, working in higher environments is, man, because like I said before, a lot of people kind of don't know. There's people that know, but then there's, you know, the people that don't. So this is really more to kind of open people up. And hopefully people out there that are interested in security, you know, someone like maybe my son or other people that are coming into it, you know, we could inspire them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they can reach out to me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, let them know your Instagram so they can DM you.
New York_the bodyguard. You could, you know what I mean? Hit me up there, DM me. Hit me up for any kind of work, you know what I'm saying? You need personal protection, let me know. Event security, I could set that up. We do the classes for the pistol permit. It's the firearm safety course. We also do the guard card training for those who want to work security in the mall, the banks, you know what I'm saying? The hospital, you need a guard card, you know what I'm saying? So I also instruct those courses. That's pretty much it, man. Just hit me up on Instagram, man. Follow me on Instagram, New York_the bodyguard.
Well, y'all heard it, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Please follow my brother on Instagram. Hit him up for anything. You got the permission. So listen, man. It's been a good show. Ricky, thank you for being an amazing co-host.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. New York, man, thank you for being a part of the show, man. I appreciate you coming up here and enlightening us and our audience with what people really need to know about things like this. You know what I'm saying? But my interweblians, we are tuning out, man. Don't forget to check us out every Wednesday. Every Wednesday on Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, Sundays on YouTube. Every Sunday, the video comes out of the Wednesday podcast. So just keep a lookout for that. And again, email us, backyardmechashow@gmail.com. Follow, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And again, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Backyard Mecha. Give us a follow. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening. We're out. Peace, 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 peace. Interweblians.